I'm a food addict, so I had to give up right. foods.
You right. look great.
Thank you so
oh,
much.
Oh, she looks fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I lost
yeah.
a lot of weight. I mean, you know, I used to be a house. This is the kind of thing where people
now
get
you're
upset
a condo.
About-
now you're a townhouse. You're a pool house now.
Now I'm a cabana.
I'm a mansion.
Oh my God. That is the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. I mean, I was
wow,
incredibly
yeah.
heavy. If you Google me, I barely fit on the screen. I was fucking enormous.
You never in your life thought that you could get to the weight you're at now.
No, I have been at the weight I'm at now. Like in college, I was skinny. I got skinny. I went on like Jenny Craig. I lost a ton of weight.
How's she doing?
I was a thin. I don't know. I ate her.
Is she real?
Yes.
She's a
woman.
I don't
know if she's.
I've never seen her face.
No, Jenny Craig is real.
Is she a real person?
She's transgender. Her name's Craig Jenny now.
No, Jenny Craig, born Genevieve Goudreau.
Jenny's amazing.
Born Genevieve Goudreau.
Genevieve Goudreau.
She's like, you have to weigh all your food.
She was born in 1932.
Craig Jenny is brilliant. Yeah.
Craig was born in Berwick, Louisiana, and married Sidney Craig in 1979.
Craig Jenny.
I never tried a weight loss
program
like that.
But this is the thing. I was an athletic kid. I was pretty thin. But in a Jewish house, if you're 10 pounds overweight, you're enormous. You're fat. Yeah. So I went to fat camp. And then I got fatter every year.
Fat camp is a real thing?
Yeah, I went to fat camp
it's
for
a real
four
thing.
Years. I talk about it on stage a lot now.
It's a camp
I'm writing
geared
a movie
toward,
about fat camp.
Really?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Was it just geared toward
who's gonna play? Who's gonna play
activities? Like so you lose weight? Is that what it's for?
It's you go. Like it's okay. You go and you literally get woken up at 6 a.m. and you have to go walking for 3 miles in the dead heat in the middle of the summer. I went in the Berkshires with mostly Jewish kids, not all Jewish kids.
But wait.
I was not even fat.
What is it?
I'm not kidding. I
what
was
is
athletic.
It cloaked as? You
what
don't
do you
tell
mean?
Your kids you're going. It doesn't
yeah,
say
you're
like
going to fat
it doesn't
camp.
Say like fat camp on the sign and spray paint when you go through the fat.
It's like wellness camp, but it's fat camp. It's fat camp. You go. It's everyone's like
everybody
heavy.
Was fat.
Well, I was like the thinnest. I was one of the thinnest kids, but it was.
They were like, "What are you in
some
for?"
Some kids are obese.
And would they? What would they do? Would they like just
I'm
like
hundreds of kids? I'm not kidding. Yeah, I went. I'm not kidding.
And they all knew that they were there because they were overweight.
Oh yeah, that's
doesn't
why
that
you
do
go.
Something to the psyche?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah,
it's well, it was more up. Rhetorical, but yeah.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Chris,
and you're,
does it?
Listen,
does
I'll it? Tell you all about it. You eat very small meals. You're restricted, and then you're not going to believe that it's really crazy. You line up. You would line up in your bathing suit, like on the hills, to get weighed every Saturday.
No,
and then you would get weighed. You would get weighed where you ate. Talk about how sick that is. You got weighed in the mess hall where you ate. Every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they would have scales lined
this
up.
This doesn't
and that's
exist
where
anymore.
You got weight. Yes, it does.
Not in this fashion.
Yes, it does.
What's fat camp called now?
I went to Camp Kingsmont. See if it's still
camp
open.
Camp Kingsmont.
It is still
they
open.
They weighed you in front of everybody?
There's Camp Shane. That's the biggest one.
They weighed you in front of everyone?
Yeah, well, you got weight. Everyone lined up to get weighed, so people saw you getting weighed. I swear to God, this is true.
How is that?
Look, that's where I went, Kingsmont.
Wow.
I'm telling you,
well,
because
they're cloaking
I didn't learn
it as,
anything.
They're making it like as an active fitness camp. Fitness is different than we're shipping you
right,
away.
Well, we did do sports all day. But listen, this is the thing. Every morning, and then you would go walking up and down hills next to cows in the pasture.
Oh, my God. They were like these are last year's campers.
I know it sounds like I'm being funny, but you would, like, I felt like we would hold on to the trunks of the other fucking of the other, like, you know, kids, and you would just walk up and then sweat like it was the dead of summer.
Did you?
And you would, like, with all the other kids in the camp, walk up and down the hills, and like people would drive by, and it was mortifying.
How were the counselors?
You were with all fat kids. I mean, I was also molested in fat camp by a counselor. But
that's the show.
Yeah,
that's
but it. I think I asked for it because my clothes were tight. My clothes were really tight, so I think I asked for it.
And what happened? How'd they molest you?
It wasn't like a gangbang, it was a counselor. I was like 14, and a counselor would hit on me. This guy Fred, he was so perverted,
but I
didn't know it at the time.
Fred, you're a fucking
Fred,
freak.
You piece of shit. Fred, if you're watching right now, we know that you are.
I look like
look
Fred.
What you've done.
I look like Fred.
Identify Fred.
I want to play Fred in the movie.
Yeah, you can molest kids. I'll get you the part.
Oh, my God. Who's going to play you?
I don't know. Maybe Barney.
Jonah Hill. Wait, it was actually, you know what we did last night, which is like crazy? Like, I was thinking about this. Like, if we did this in front of my mother, she would lose her mind. So we went out yesterday with, you know, me, Jazz, and this other couple, and they have, their daughter goes to my daughter's school. So we went out for pizza at 4 o'clock. Shout out Sepe's. Great pizza on Staten Island. If you guys ever looking for a good pizzeria in Staten Island, shout out Sepe's. Great pizza. And so we go there at 4 o'clock, right? And then we're eating, done.
Shout out 4 o'clock.
Shout out 4 p.m. What a great time of day.
Right? No one talks about
tomorrow,
4 o'clock.
Yesterday was Monday?
They don't.
Yeah.
Oh,
school ends at 3.
4 o'clock on a Monday.
Work day ends at 5. 4 o'clock is lost.
4 o'clock is fun because you're right. I would say 4 o'clock is our Goldilocks zone.
You're right. It's like late afternoon, early evening. Yeah. It's like
the
a
day's
magic.
All but over. Great. You're an hour away from going home. You probably took your afternoon shit. Yeah. You're getting hungry again. You're looking
There's
forward
enough
to
day,
stuff.
Runway in the day left to still
yeah,
still want to do
secretary.
Something.
Yeah.
Everything.
420.
420.
Is it 20 minutes away from 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's perfect time. So 4 o'clock. So we finish, whatever, maybe 5:15, 5:30. I get a parking ticket, which I always do. And then we're going into the car, and the couple we're with, they were like, they only live a couple blocks away from us. They're like, why don't you just let the girls play? Like, let them play for an hour or two, and then whatever, we'll leave at 7. We hung out on a school night, and both our kids are in school right now. We hung out to midnight last night, drinking, having fun. The kids were up. The girls were going crazy.
Where?
In my house.
Oh, okay.
Because we just made a choice where we were like, we're all parents. We were like, you know, they're having so much fun. Like, they don't have homework. They had actually the day, they had no school yesterday for some parent-teacher conference bullshit. I don't even know what I paid for. I mean, these kids fucking never go to school. But but I was like, you know what? Like, whatever. And then it was like, we'll wake up this morning. If they're throwing a fit and they're exhausted, then whatever. Like, we'll give them a day off. It's fine.
Everyone's scared to throw off the sleep schedule.
Yeah, I didn't feel. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to live my life like that. I'm going to get drunk on a school night.
You,
I texted her teacher.
You tell the parents.
It's good.
You text the teacher.
It's good to do that.
And yeah.
You tell
the teacher. I was drunk texting her last night.
You tell the teacher. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's dangerous. Like,
yeah.
You tell the teacher.
I was FaceTiming her at 2 a.m.
You're like, listen,
I was
my
like,
daughter's up right
I was
now.
Like, here's your lesson plan.
No, listen, Delilah's going to...
I was like, I got your fucking curriculum for you.
I need to have a conference right now. I need to have a parent-teacher conference now.
Why don't you teach the truth that the aliens made the Sphinx?
I can't believe that you tell the teacher.
I got a shit.
Fuck you.
The also, Indians deserved it.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing with OnlyFans. Is I honestly don't mind it. I don't look down upon it. I think here's the thing, and this is good to have you on, is with feminism, right? What if it's all about feminism, which I have two daughters, so I'm like, go be feminism, I'm all about women, whatever. It should be okay. If I want to pay, if I'm a horny guy, and I want to pay for Courtney to Talia to shake her ass, what is the problem with that? There's no problem with that. It's fine. Just like prostitution should be legal because whatever. So what if the woman's body's so powerful?
Do you think
gift?
I have a problem with
no,
that?
No, I'm just saying there are people out there that would have problems with this. And I'm like, you can't be a feminist and also have a problem with that.
I
that's the rub, though. I don't get it either.
I don't either.
Like it's that's
well,
what
it's
saying.
Her choice.
No, because there'd
wants
be people out
that.
There that have issues with that, but then are feminists.
No,
so
but
I'm like,
some
you're
people
not,
say
if
that's
Beta
empowerment.
Her, OnlyFans, I join.
Some people say it's empowerment, and some people, you know, like where's the
well,
line?
They're haters because it's like, so what? You know, like the Cash Me Outside girl makes
well,
like 50
well,
million.
I'm
a year.
Curious. What if someone has a problem with it? What's their problem with it?
That it's like showing women, like giving women a bad black eye, or
but it's her choice.
You know.
It's her body, her choice.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I was shouting.
It's her body, her choice.
Yeah.
To do what she wants with her body.
Would you join Brett Kavanaugh's OnlyFans?
if he were getting killed.
Brett Kavanaugh, I'm joking. Snuff film.
Not killed. It's that's a, pushing it's a one-time it. But if he fee. Were, if he were being like, if it were like a dominatrix situation, I would probably watch it.
Yeah,
I may join. I may join OnlyFans and start fucking my face with chips.
Amazing.
Because I, yeah.
Honestly, people yeah. would pay for that.
I know. I think so. I
for
think
you to start eating
want,
bread again, people
just
would pay.
Just fuck my face with food because I don't chew when I eat, so I might just start slamming food down my face.
Just fucking face fucking Peter. you just see your pita bread on your tits.
Yeah.